More than 700 Californians are currently waiting on death row. Some have been waiting for decades. It's a system that some politicians have called inefficient, delaying justice. Here's former state governor Pete Wilson.
30 years is quite a long time to be a resident of death row. Old age should not be the leading cause of death on death row, but it literally has been.
Wilson joined two other former governors, George Duke Magian and Gray Davis, to raise support to reform the death penalty. Changes would speed up the appeals process, making waiting times shorter and expediting executions. Here is San Bernardino District Attorney Mike Ramos.
We are tired. Families are tired of the frivolous appeals, of the appeals that are just a tactic to delay justice.
Currently, the California Supreme Court handles all death penalty appeals. Proposed reforms would spread these cases out to lower courts, saving time. Ramos says this efficiency could also boost the state economy.
It's a fiscal issue as well. We will save millions in the state of California once this initiative passes.
The death penalty is a divisive issue, and this initiative will likely face opposition and spark debate. California has come close to banning executions entirely. In 2012, Prop 34, a measure to stop the death penalty, narrowly failed, with roughly 48% of voters saying no to capital punishment. Despite differences, Governor Davis is hoping Californians on both sides of the debate can stand behind the initiative.
People are either in favor of the death penalty or they're opposed to it, and that's their right. What we're trying to say is both the left and the right agree the process takes too long, costs way too much money, and there are too many inequities, and we're trying to solve those issues in cooperation with people from all sides of the ideological spectrum.
The potential measure is currently gaining signatures, and it could make its way onto a statewide ballot this year. Stephanie Case, Annenberg Radio News.